Blog Talk Radio.
This is the Body of Christ Church, inviting you to our virtual living room, where we discuss today's issues and how those issues relate to the Holy Scriptures. So sit back, relax, and engage in conversation with us.
Bruce always had to tell a lie. He was always living that lie. Every day, he always had a secret from morning till night. Caitlin doesn't have any secrets. As soon as the Vanity Fair cover comes out, I'm free.
Good afternoon, and the Most High, in the name of Christ, bless you. I am Josiah, and welcome to our virtual living room where we examine recent events and other topics as they pertain to the Holy Scriptures. We give all praises to the Most High and Christ, and we give thanks for God's generous mercy, grace, and forgiveness. This week, the title is What Happened to Bruce Jenner, and what you heard was a brief clip of Bruce Jenner talking about himself and his transformation. Unless you have, I don't know where you could have been, because I think even if you were in outer space, they would have somehow have broadcast this news to you. So, you know, I'm certain that just about every single body has heard about this. The same way that in 1976, the summer of 1976, just about every single body heard about Bruce Jenner winning the gold medal in the decathlon in the 1976 Olympics. So this is really earth-shattering news to some degree. Of course, there are other things that are more important in life. But when you have someone who has the type of fame and note of Bruce Jenner, someone who has been recognized somewhat as a man's man, to come out and let everyone know that he's been transformed. He's now a transsexual. He's now identifying as a woman. It's something that's worth talking about. And joining me here today in the virtual living room to talk about this topic, I have, first off, our brother Kazakia.
First and foremost, giving all praises to the Heavenly Father and Son of Christ. Definitely good to be back with the brothers in the virtual living room to do another live show. Definitely looking forward to investigating the scriptures and evaluating this topic according to the scriptures.
Okay. Welcome back, brother. And we also have with us in the virtual living room our brother Kabar.
Yes, shalom, brothers and sisters. Good to once again be with you on the live show. Giving all praise, honor, glory to the Most High in the name of Christ. And we look forward to bringing up forth the application of the Lord based on what is written in the scriptures. So shalom, everyone.
All right, brothers, this is really some kind of story. You know, for some time now, there have been rumors about Bruce Jenner perhaps being involved in some type of gender re-identification, if you will, or undergoing procedures to change from a man to a woman. And I think many people just looked at it as just that. They're simply rumors, although there were some pictures that had been taken where it looks like he was maybe growing breast, and there was a story about his Adam's apple being shaved and so forth. But, you know, maybe not everyone has really paid attention to that. You know, they really don't follow those kind of news articles and so forth. And maybe they don't really even know about Bruce Jenner. Maybe they just not of that generation where they would have heard about him. So, Kabar, I think you have like a brief bio on Bruce Jenner to kind of bring everybody up to speed. Is that right?
Yeah, absolutely. This is in Wikipedia. As a matter of fact, his identity, so to speak, if you want to call it that, has already been updated. So when you go to Wikipedia, it reads Caitlyn Jenner, born William Bruce Jenner, October 28, 1949, known as Bruce Jenner until 2015, that's this year, as an American television personality and former track and field athlete. A former college football player, Jenner came to international attention as a decathlete. I believe that's it, decathlete.
That's right.
Winning a gold medal in the men's decathlon event at the 1976 Summer Olympics in Montreal, like you mentioned earlier, and setting a world record not beaten until 1980. With the unofficial title of World's Greatest Athlete for the Olympic decathlon win, she, and now says she, was also an American cult hero, winning an event dominated by Soviet Union athletes during the Cold War. She leveraged her celebrity status to endorse products and subsequently starred in numerous movies and television specials, including several made-for-TV movies, and was briefly... Eric Estrada replaced on the TV series Chick. Jenner was married for 23 years to Kris Jenner, formerly Kris Kardashian. The couple and their children appeared beginning in 2007 with a television reality series, Keeping Up with the Kardashians. Following their divorce in 2015, Jenner came out in a television interview as a trans woman, initially preferring masculine pronouns until her transition was more complete. In June 2015, Jenner changed her name from Bruce to Caitlyn and marked using feminine pronouns. Many news sources have described her as the most famous openly transgender person in the world.
So, brothers, prior to this whole Kardashian era, I'll call it, did you know anything about Bruce Jenner, either one of you?
I had nothing except from the Olympic thing that you mentioned, and just through school, high school mainly, like growing up.
So you did know a little something about it.
I knew bits and pieces of his Olympic exploits, but in 1976, I wasn't even 5 years old. So those are basically fake memories. Nonetheless, they are memories. And I do remember, the more or less the press or the hubbub at the time of him being, the American athlete to triumph in a sport or a series of events that were pretty much dominated by Soviet athletes. At 1976, I was roughly about 3 years old. So, not to give away my age per se, but I do remember hearing of Bruce Jenner and his Olympic exploits. Yes.
Okay.
Also, want to mention, you're talking about he was Bruce Jenner, winning the 76 decathlon gold medal. He was basically the poster child of American male superiority. You know what I mean? That, like, the face of it.
Okay? Right.
So you have a huge dichotomy going on there, where him being the prime candidate to use for a transformation like this and have it noted by, a large portion of the American public.
Yeah. Brothers, we're having a little technical difficulty here with playing clips and so forth. So if you bear with me here, we'll continue to discuss this, but it's going to be a moment before we really progress into the meat of the program until I can take care of the situation. So give me kind of, Zaki, if you would, your knee-jerk reaction when you first heard about this. Roughly how long ago has it been that you heard it, a few days ago, that you heard about Bruce Jenner and his transformation? And what was your knee-jerk reaction to it?
Well, right about now, with you know, social media and the press following Jenner / the Kardashians, it was no surprise to me when the news broke that he was now a she. He was now referring to himself / herself as Caitlyn Jenner. Of course, when I first heard about it, if you want to call it a knee-jerk reaction, the first thing that probably came to my mind was, really? And I know that sounds somewhat desensitized, but considering the state of society and the things that are now accepted as the norm or things that are now accepted as the status quo in society, it wasn't a shock, or if it was truly a shock at all. It's just, okay, this is the decision that he made for his life. This is what he wants to do with himself, and life continues.
Okay. And what about you, Kabar? What was your knee-jerk reaction when you heard?
My reaction was pretty much the same as Kazakia's, the brothers, but, you know, it's just that the prevailing thing in my mind was, well, you know, they're really moving this agenda forward. You know, when you start to look at the younger generation between, you know, 11 and 21, you know, what's their main, you know, I guess, the social issue of their time now and the thing that they're being pushed and set up to champion is gay rights, transsexual rights, is really a new face of the sexual revolution that went on in the 60s, is just revamped, put another label on it, and setting it up for another generation to carry it forward. So it's just, for me, it was just, oh, okay, this is the next step in the agenda.
Okay. Brother, still having some difficulty here getting these clips to play. So I think we may have to move on without them, unfortunately. So basically, Bruce Jenner has come out and, you know, said that, you know, the reasons why. And he's basically saying that since the time that he was very, very young, he always felt this way. And during the course of his life, he's really kept it as a secret. And, you know, basically as you heard in the first clip, he's called himself a liar. And this whole notion of him identifying as a woman is something that he's only shared with, like, his ex-wives. And I think he's been married 3 times. Kabar, is that correct? I think 3 times, is that right?
I believe so, yeah.
Okay. And his wives, I think he may have shared it with his mother and his sister, I believe. And I think those are only people that had any notion at all about what was going on with him. And I don't think they understood that the depth and the gravity of what he was experiencing, the utter confusion of mind that he was experiencing, you know, being a man and somehow inside really identifying as a woman. And being a man, it's obvious that being a man, I mean, you know, nobody from the outside, I don't think, would question his masculinity at all. And when you listen to him talk about this, he will tell you, you know, one of the first things that we would probably think is, well, you know, here's someone who's actually gay. He likes men. Well, he has children that he fathered. All right, and somebody might say, well, you know, there are plenty of gay men that have actually fathered children. Okay, well, that's true. Okay, but in his case, what he says is that if you have a list of 10 things as the reason why you would want to do this, he said sex would be number 10. Now, he didn't go into what was at the top of the list as the reason why he wanted to change over. But he was just simply trying to point out it's not a thing about sex and him wanting to be with men. You know, this man has been seriously confused, and they call it for 65 years is the way they put it, for all of his life, really, really confused. Did not understand, you know, how to go about dealing with it. And this is a solution that he came up with. Now, for someone like that, Kabar, don't you have a lot of sympathy for them?
Well, yeah. It's really a sign of our time, and it's really showing basically the state of the world today. And let me hit this scripture that really goes into that aspect of why he is so confused and why the world is in a state that it's in. When you go to Isaiah chapter 60,
Kabar,
and verse
can
2,
I ask,
yeah.
Can I ask you to hold that point just a moment? Yonathan is trying to join us, and I just want to go ahead and bring him in before we go further. Yonathan?
Yes. Giving all praise to Heavenly Father in Christ. Excuse my tardiness. I'm glad to be here for another.
Shalom, brother.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. And, welcome, Yonathan.
Yeah. So whenever you're ready for me,
Okay. Yeah. I'll come back to you here in just a moment. Let me let Kabar go ahead and get into his point.
Yeah. So we, you know, dealing with the point of this man's confusion, him living in the state that he was living for 65 years, feeling like this is a solution for him, and the world basically applauding it. When you go to Isaiah chapter 60 and verse 20, it tells you, it says, for behold, the darkness shall cover the earth and gross darkness the people. So when it talks about darkness covering the earth and gross darkness the people, it means the understanding of God's word, the understanding of the commandments, the understanding of what is the discernment between right and wrong, that's gone. People do not have that in the world today, or reject that in the world today. And that's why you have the darkness in the world today. Darkness means a lack of understanding, lack of application of God's commandments. So it says, behold, the darkness shall cover the earth and gross darkness the people. So the people are in gross darkness. But the Lord shall arise upon thee, and his glory shall be seen upon thee. So even though you have this gross darkness in the world is not completely devoid of that light. You do have the one. And we're trying to be of those ones who uphold the light, which is Jesus Christ, the example of Christ, the keeping of God's commandments in the earth today through the understanding of Christ. So you have those two extremes in the world today. But he falls into that category of gross darkness of people, meaning lacking that understanding of God's commandments, lacking that understanding of Christ, and that's why he's lived in the confusion that he's lived in. And until he repents, that is where him and everyone like him will be in that gross darkness.
Okay. So, now, Kazaki, you hear what Kabar had to say. So now, how is it to someone, if they're not in that darkness, say, okay, when I say not in that darkness, I mean they are aware of what the scriptures say, you know, in regard to how you're supposed to conduct your life and so forth. So if you've been made aware of that, how does that, for somebody like Bruce Jenner, how does that make any difference for them? Because, I mean, here's this man has been conflicted with this, whatever's going on with him psychologically, emotionally, physiologically, whatever's going on with him, he's been conflicted with this ever since he was very, very small. So simply because you say don't do it, is that going to change it?
No. Look at us. You know, our parents told us not to do certain things, and we went on ahead and did it anyway. So let's look at this, you know, the question that you posed on a, or the example that I gave, on a somewhat larger scale. Because what this boils down to, believe it or not, has everything to do with his lust. It has everything to do with what he wanted to do for himself. Now, when I say lust, I'm not referring to lusts of a sexual desire or a sexual nature. It could be a man's or a woman's lust could be to be angry. A man or a woman's lust could be to be depressed. A man or a woman's lust could be to fight, to be aggressive. All those are also lusts as well. So the fact that we're speaking of Bruce Jenner / Caitlyn Jenner, and the fact that he now wants to be identified as a she and be received as a she, as a woman, that's just an example of, or at least another example of lusts when they're not put in check or controlled by the scriptures. So now let's read the scripture. This is James chapter 1, and it says, starting at verse 13, it says, "Let no man say when he is tempted, I am tempted of God, for God cannot be tempted with evil, neither tempteth he any man. But every man is tempted when he is drawn away of his own lust and enticed." Hmm. So I'm going to stop right there for a hot second. There was something about the female gender that appealed to Bruce. Whatever it was, I can't tell you. But there was something about that female gender that appealed to Bruce, and he wanted to identify with it. Okay? And as a result, it took years, look at what we have.
You said he wanted to identify with it. I think what he's saying is something just a little bit different, and that he was a woman inwardly. It's not that, you know, he just looked at women and just admired them or something, and he wanted to, like, man, I want to be a woman. He's saying that he's always been a woman, inwardly, inside. It's always been something he's wrestling with. And I wish we had some of these clips and all so we could bring some of that out. But unfortunately, we don't have that. So how can you be sure that, you know, it's something that he's looking at and he's just lusting for this, and not something that he is actually born, he wasn't actually just born that way?
Okay, let's take a look at Ecclesiastes in the Bible. Let's take a look at the book of Ecclesiastes, chapter 7, and let's see what verse 29 has to say concerning that. This is the book of Ecclesiastes. Please bear with me a second. Ecclesiastes chapter 7, and verse 29, and let's see what it says. "Lo, this only have I found, that God hath made man upright, but they have sought out me vengeance." So God has made man, to include Bruce Jenner, upright. When the scripture says upright, basically referring to this is what the Heavenly Father has made, and this is what the Lord intended it to be, without conflict or without confusion. But, as the scripture says, but they, meaning men, have sought out many inventions. So men have sought out inventions. Men have sought out ways to appease their lusts. Men have sought out ways to basically circumvent God's authority and do what they want to do, or be who they think they ought to be, or carry themselves how they think they ought to carry themselves, instead of that upright person following the commandments, fulfilling the will of God that God made man to be. So with that being stated, I need to read this scripture as well, and hopefully this adds just a little bit more edification. This is 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 39. And this is what it says. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 39. It says, "All flesh is not the same flesh, but there is one kind of flesh of men, another of beasts, another of fishes, and another of birds." So the reason why this comes to mind is because when the Most High created man and woman, he created them in their being. When you look at nature, do you see, for example, when you see a dog, do you see a male dog trying to act or conduct himself in the way that a female would? Or when you look at, you know, the Nature Channel, or, you know, you see the strong male lion in the plains of Africa. Do you see that strong male lion acting or conducting itself in the way that a female lion would? You don't. So the fact that we have this type of example only goes back and reinforces what the brother Kabar was stating as far as the times that we are currently living in. And if you don't mind, brother, do you mind if I read this quote? And, he made a quote, and it says, quote, Jenner said that he explained his transition this way to his kids. He feels he was created by God, who said, hey, let's give him the soul of a female, and let's see how he deals with that, end quote. That is 125.25% blasphemy. Because, here again, we have to read the scripture, and Ecclesiastes 7:29, well, this only have I found, that God hath made man upright, but they have sought out many inventions.
Can I follow up?
Yes.
Me too.
And I'm glad Zach brought out that point about him saying in a very cynical way that God made him a female and put him in a male body, okay, which is complete blasphemy. Unless he repents, he will have to answer that in the day of answer for that in the day of judgment. But let's deal with that point, because God didn't make any mistakes in the beginning.
Thank you.
He wants to blame God for his lust and wickedness. And, you know, our people like to do that. But let's just hit Genesis 1:26 and address that. Genesis chapter 1, verse 26. And God said, let us make man in our image, after our likeness. So the Most High is telling Christ, who's going to be assisted by the angels, to make man. That's the us in there. Let us make man in our image, after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the fowl of the air, over the cattle, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. The point, verse 27. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him. Listen, male and female created he them. Males go in male bodies, females go in female bodies. He made a separation and a difference. So he's not putting males in female bodies and females in male bodies. He created both of them and gave each one their place. Now you jump down to the last verse, at verse 31 of Genesis chapter 1. And what does it say? And God saw everything that he had made, and behold, it was very good. And the evening and the morning was the sixth day. So when God created it, he made everything perfect and in its place, male and female, the way they're supposed to be. But like the brother brought out in Ecclesiastes, he made them upright. We just read it in Genesis, perfectly how they're supposed to be. But man sought out many inventions. When you go into Romans, the first chapter, what did man sought out? That he burning their lust toward man. You got men trying to be female. What you also see in Romans, the first chapter, is what? Women burning in their lust to be with women, women with women, and you got women also trying to be like male. So you have this complete divergence in the way the Lord set it up. But that's not God's fault. He made it very good, perfect in the beginning, that man on his own, because of his lust, have created and sought out all of these inventions, and now we have the confusion we have today. So don't blame God that you want to say cynically that he put a female in the male body. No, he created male and female, each of their own, to have their own purpose.
Okay, thank you for that, brother. Yonathan, I think I got the clips working now, and I want you to listen to this clip and give me your response to it, please.
Okay.
He's 6'2" tall, welcoming, and a little apprehensive.
It's going to be an emotional roller coaster, but somehow I'm going to get through it. Come into my house.
Yes.
As we sit down, the person whose face has changed so much over recent years is quiet. knowing the moment that carries you forward can also mean no way back.
So Bruce Jenner is?
I would say I've always been very confused with my gender identity since I was this big. I look at it this way. Bruce, always telling a lie. He's lived a lie his whole life about who he is. And I can't do that any longer. So can I take my ponytail out? Yeah, why not? Huh? We're talking about all this stuff. Yeah, let's take the damn ponytail out.
A symbolic moment after 65 years. In a sense, we start again.
Are you a woman?
Yes, for all intents and purposes, I am a woman. People look at me differently. They see you as this macho male, but my heart and my soul and everything that I do in life, it is part of me. That female side is part of me. That's who I am. I was not genetically born that way. As of now, I have all the male parts and all that kind of stuff. So in a lot of ways, we're different, okay? But we still identify as female. And that's very hard for Bruce Jenner to say. Because why? I don't want to disappoint people.
Okay, Jonathan, you heard what he had to say. What's your response to that?
So, one of that stuff, what this guy is saying is, it's all wicked, and it's all blasphemy and evil hatred to the God of the living God. Everyone knows that there's a living God, and specifically we know that this God, okay, is the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. But for general purpose, say you don't know that much, he's saying that the Lord makes mistakes. He's saying that he's right now, and that everything that the Lord, the wisdom, the understanding that the Lord's given now, is garbage. So basically, he's blessing
the heaven. How is he saying that, though? You're saying that he's insinuating that?
No, he's saying it, and he's doing it, and he's showing his action toward it.
You're saying his actions, although he don't say it explicitly, but that's his actions and his words, that's what it amounts to, is what you're saying.
Yes, because he's making, okay, everyone's giving him this platform to explain the things that was inside of him, the things uh-huh. that was inside of him. He is, the Most High created him a man, right? But he's explaining the things that's inside of him. He's trying to make it seem, okay, I had this pent up in me. But if he would take time to listen to the word of the Heavenly Father and the word of his Son Christ, as it says in Matthew chapter 15 and verse 19, it says, "For out of the heart proceed evil thoughts, murders, adulteries, fornication, thefts, false witness, blasphemies. These are the things which defile a man." Okay? But the evil and unwashed hands defile not a man. So the point is, just to give a background, someone came to him and said, "Your disciples don't wash hands like they're supposed to, like the elder scribes mandated." But Christ cut them and showed them and the apostles later where the defilement starts. It says, "For out of the heart proceed evil thoughts." So out of your mind proceed evil thoughts. Let's cut to the chase. Bruce Jenner, he's a man. Oh, I'm going to cut myself up and I'm going to be a woman. That is blasphemy. That's fornication, and it's going into being effeminate. Okay, how are you a man and you want to be a woman? That's being effeminate. Okay, if he goes and have kids with a woman,
the way you're talking, there's something wrong with the man wanting to be effeminate.
Yeah, because first of all, here, out of the heart proceed evil thoughts.
Okay,
murder, adultery, fornication. If he would have took the time to control the evil thoughts that he had within him by the word of the Heavenly Father, understanding, look, this, the Lord had made a mistake. I'm crazy for thinking this way. Okay? That's his first thought. Okay? That's the first thing he should have did. And then also, if he would have thought of this in Colossians 3 and 2, when it says, "Set your affection on things above, not on things on the earth." He's gonna, just like we're going to go by the way of all flesh. We're here on this earth. We're, we're born, we grow up, we die. So now he wants to be a woman. He's going to die, okay? And the thoughts and all of that is not above by the Heavenly Father. That's what he wants. But if he would have put his mind on what the Heavenly Father wanted, did like Christ says, that man shall live by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. Nowhere in there the Lord said, cut yourself up and make yourself the opposite sex. But he didn't do that. So that whole feminism and stuff like that, he's going to hell with that stuff. And he's pushing this gay agenda, freak show agenda forward, and it's more wickedness in the sight of the Heavenly Father.
So, brothers, you know, one thing Yawanzin just said, he alluded to the fact that there's something wrong with appearing effeminate, you know, to be a bit on the soft side or whatever. But there's been some people have alluded to Jesus being, you know, a very gentle and mild type of man. So, this, you know, isn't it? Okay, touch on that for me, because, you know, just to really clarify what's going on here, because, you know, Jesus never even got married or anything. You know, he didn't say that he was attracted to women or anything like that. So, you know, how does this all work out?
You know what? All right, you people who say that will be mixing apples and oranges.
Okay.
So to touch on the point the brother brought out about that effeminate. So here's the thing. Bruce Jenner has gone beyond effeminate, and he's already crossed that line by a great degree. Let me just read the scripture first. 1 Corinthians 6:9. This is where the brother's getting it from. 1 Corinthians 6:9 tells us, it says, know ye not that the unrighteous not inherit the kingdom of God. So the unrighteous is they will not receive eternal life. They will not enter into the kingdom. They will receive damnation in a lake of fire. Now we're going to describe what the unrighteousness is. It's not going to give you a complete detail, but it's going to give you an overview. It goes on. Be not deceived, neither fornicate. Okay, fornication is wicked sexual lust and desires. Leviticus 18. Leviticus 21, Romans, the first chapter, gives you an idea what that is. Nor idolaters. The Lord told us in the Ten Commandments that we're not supposed to worship any other God. Nor adulterers, also looked in the Ten Commandments and elsewhere, Matthew 18. Nor effeminate, and I'll come back to that. It says, nor abusers of themselves and mankind. That's going into that in order to sexual desires, fornication, particularly this one is talking about homosexuality, lesbianism. You can read that in Romans, the first chapter, once again. But let's go back to that effeminate, nor effeminate, okay? That's that unrighteousness that's going to keep you out of the kingdom, keep you from receiving eternal life, and have you in the lake of fire and damnation. Let's understand what effeminate is. Effeminate. This is in thefreedictionary.com. It says, having or shown qualities or characteristics more often associated with females. Another definition, of a man or boy having traits, tastes, habits, etc., traditionally considered feminine. Now, we can see clearly that Bruce Jenner has gone way beyond tastes, traits, habits. He is trying to make, he has made himself into physically looking like a woman, feeling like a woman, wanting to be a woman. This is not us saying that. That's from his own mouth. So he's already crossed the line of effeminate, which the Lord said is unrighteous and will keep you away from the kingdom. We're not reading in the Old Testament. If people have a problem with that, we're reading right out of the New Testament from the apostles, the doctrine they received from Jesus Christ. He falls right into this category of effeminate, and it's clear that you will not receive the kingdom of heaven. So whatever he's doing cannot be coming from God, and God cannot have made him that way because God commands against it.
Well, Kabar, I tell you, that's really puts a whole light, a lot of light on that whole notion about people being effeminate and then it's perfectly okay. You know, that really sheds a lot of light on that. I have another clip here, and this is a promo from, Caitlyn Jenner. The alter ego of Bruce Jenner is the woman's side is called Caitlyn, and Caitlyn has a new show that's supposed to be coming up called I Am Caitlyn, and here's the promo.
So many people go through life and they never deal with their own issues, no matter what the issues are. Ours happen to be gender identity. But how many people go through life and just waste an entire life because they never deal with themselves to be who they are?
Now you go through all of this stuff
and you start learning kind of the pressure that women are under all the time about their appearance. I never had until a couple of weeks ago. Actually, a professional come in and do my makeup. What a difference. Okay, we're officially off the property. We're out into the world. It's so bright out there. Look at that. Isn't it great that maybe someday you'll be normal?
Well, you
just blend into society.
You are normal.
Put it this way. I'm the new normal.
Okay. Kazakia, I want to you to expound on one thing that he had to say there, because he said that people go through their entire life and they don't deal with their issues. And he said his issue is gender identification. He said people have a lot of different kinds of issues, but his particular issue, or her particular issue right now, if you want to be politically correct about it, is gender identification. So now, he's saying that he's dealing with his issue. So how do you respond to him saying that?
Okay. I respond to him saying that by reading this. Because he said people are both like dealing with their issues. So the way that he's dealing with his issue is not according to the will of the Heavenly Father. So now let's look at the words of Christ. This is Matthew chapter 11, starting at verse 28. Look at what Christ says. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. So whatever issue any man or woman may have, bring it to Christ. Fall down on your knees and pray to the Heavenly Father that in the spirit, in the name of Jesus Christ, that, Lord, please help me to understand what I'm dealing with. Please help me to correct myself because I want to fall in line in your good graces. Now,
so suppose he's done that, and he's still just as conflicted as he was before. He fell down and prayed.
Okay, now, if he did that,
mm-hmm.
And there was no type of response, there was no type of something to lead him to this word, the Heavenly Father, that at this point, Bruce Jenner or Caitlyn Jenner, he or she is leaning on his or her own understanding. Mm-hmm. Because when you look at the example and teachings of Christ,
but so
nowhere...
Whose understanding is supposed to lean on? My understanding, your understanding, the understanding of a doctor? Whose understanding is supposed to lean on? They got to lean on their own understanding, right?
No, sir. We're supposed to lean on the understanding of the Lord God Almighty, who makes no mistakes. That's the understanding that we're supposed to lean on. So that being said, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me. That's the key word in this whole scripture that I'm trying to read. Those are the key words. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me. Learn of Christ. Learn of the way that Christ lived. Learn Christ's word. But not just those. Apply them. Now, when you look at the example of Christ, yeah, scriptures also tell you that Christ was a very austere man. Christ was a very serious man. Christ was a very grave man. And the thing that Christ was most serious and grave about was the teaching and application of the commandments and fulfilling the will of God. On top of that, when you read about Christ, you don't see where Christ had conflicting emotions about who he was and the gender that he wanted to identify himself with. You don't read about that. You don't read about Christ wanting to assume the identity and the nature of a female. You don't read mm-hmm. about that. Mm-hmm. What you do read about is Christ coming on this earth, living and being a sacrifice and fulfilling the will of God, and that's the type of example that we're supposed to adopt for ourselves and carry out, living, applying the word of the Heavenly Father, learning of Christ, and putting into practice, putting into practice the words of Christ and his example. This right here, what we're talking about today, is an example of what happens when you lean on your own understanding and you don't put your focus in the will of the Heavenly Father.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, sir.
Yes.
Right. Well, if the brother's finished, I'd like to add on.
Go ahead. I'm done.
All right. You know, those questions were saying, well, who should someone listen to? What understanding they should follow? Let's get this clear in Proverbs 3 and 5. It says, trust in the Lord. So that means that you're going to look at the Heavenly Father. You're going to look at what he says is right and wrong, and you're going to stick to that. That's what is trust in the Lord. In Proverbs 3 and 5, trust in the Lord with all thine heart. Your heart's your mind. Okay? I know people understand, well, heart bump. We know it's hard, but look, the emotions, the thinking process, when the scripture speaks of all of that going to the heart, is what it's speaking of the mind. And it says, and lean not unto thine own understanding. So it says, don't go what you think is right, like what we're talking about this guy. Well, I'm the new norm. You know, you the old crazy with the new spirit, because everyone's following you and everyone's giving you a platform to spread your poison. You like the new crack dealer on the block. You're selling this pollution of the mind and the thinking that you can do whatever in your body your will is, instead of subjecting yourself to the will of the Heavenly Father. I'm going to read it again. It says, trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding. Verse 6, in all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. Okay, mm-hmm. When is the last time this man says, look, there is a living Lord, he has righteous ways, and I'm going to follow him? You never heard that from him. But you hear every crying and whining excuse for the justification of the acts that he's doing. So he's not trusting the Lord, and he's not going in his paths. But the simple of this world, see, it says, leave them alone, let them be. But those that's fearing the Lord says, well, hold up now. When did man have license to do whatever he wanted to do? When did the Lord give him license to do whatever he wanted to do and to say it's right? But the scriptures tell you the Lord is right. Just one more thing. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4. All right, and I'm going to go straight to the point. Verse 4, it says that every one of you should know how to possess his vessel in sanctification and honor. So everyone is everyone. And I don't know what kind of sanctification and honor you get out of mutilating your body that the Creator made in perfection. He made it in perfection. Every man is in perfection. Every woman is in perfection. As the Creator who took the plot and shaped the clay into the pot that he wanted, the vessel that he wanted. Now, how are you going to go chop it up? Okay, here it is. The Lord gave you seed to make children. You're going to sit and say you're a woman. No, you're crazy. And you need to get in line with the word of the Heavenly Father. You've got Satan trapped and controlling you, and you've got to fight Satan, and the only way you're going to do that by the words of Christ and the Heavenly Father. So you don't get no sanctification and honor out of that. So that all of that stuff is crazy talk, and it's fuel to more foolishness for the next person.
Okay. Thank you for that, John. There was something that was said early in the program. There was a word used, and the word was blasphemy, if I remember correctly. And I'm not sure exactly who said it, but if it was said, if I do remember correctly, if someone would please explain how blasphemy is involved in the situation.
Well, blasphemy, basically blasphemy is the act of saying God said this, or it is God willed that I do this, when God did not say that, and God's will expressly forbids it, but yet you say that it is, which is the reason why we have a commandment in Exodus 20 where it states, thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain. You don't use God's name lightly in what you do. If you bring in the name of the Lord God Almighty in it, then it has to be 100% truth and of his will. The fact that you're saying, and let me go back and read the quote so that we get everything in its proper context. This mm-hmm. is the quote. Jenner said he explained his transition this way to his kids. He feels he was created by God who said, hey, let's give him the soul of a female, and let's see how he deals with that, end quote. That right there was the blasphemous part. The whole thing is blasphemy, if you want to get to the specifics, that right there is blasphemy, because nowhere did God in the scriptures ever create one being, whether it be an animal or a man, whatever, but fill it with the soul of its gender opposite. You don't read that in the scriptures. And there's uh-huh. no justification in the scriptures for him making that statement. Therefore, it can be stated that that which he said was blasphemy.
Let me follow okay. up with
and
that.
And like the brother Kabar said, unless he repents, he's going to have to give him a tell of that in the day of judgment.
Okay, Kabar? You want to follow up on it?
Yeah, just dealing with that blasphemy, back to dictionary.com. Blasphemy, contemptuous or profane speech or action concerning God, or a concerning God, irreverent or impious action or expression, meaning what you say in regard to something considered inviolable or sacrosanct. So basically, that sacred, that profane speech against God or against that which is sacred, meaning his word, right? Holy scripture, meaning sacred writing. Okay, that's when you fall into blasphemy, speaking against God or speaking against his word or perverting what God said or perverting his word. Now, here's where the rubber meets the road. Deuteronomy chapter 4, verse 2. You shall not add unto the word which I command you, neither shall you diminish off from it, meaning take away. Don't add. What I said is perfect. Don't add anything to what I said. Don't take anything away from what I said. It says this. That ye shall keep the commandment of the Lord your God, which I command you. Period. That's it. So God said he made everything perfect. You say God put a man, a masculine spirit in a female body, or a feminine spirit in a male body. God said he made everything perfect, male and female. But man sought out many inventions. So you see where he falls into blasphemy. He's speaking directly against what God already set up and commanded. He's saying God did something different. Okay?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Here's how serious that is, what he's saying, and why he's going to have to answer to it unless he repents. Revelation 22:18. This is Christ bringing this up. Through John. For I testify unto every man that heareth the words of the prophecy of this book. Genesis and Revelation, okay? If any man shall add unto these things, God shall add unto him the plagues that are written in his book. You know one of the plagues written in the book? Destruction things that's written in this book is a lake of fire, damnation. 19, verse 19. And if any man shall take away from the word of the book of this prophecy, God shall take away his part out of the book of life and out of the holy city and from the things which are written in his book. So we already read in 1 Corinthians 6:9 that you're not going to inherit the kingdom if you go into those sins that it listed, if him being effeminate is one of them, which Bruce Jenner, calling himself Caitlyn Jenner, gender reassignment, wanting to be a woman, has already gone into. So that's well established. But it comes back in Deuteronomy 4, Revelation, the 22nd chapter, to back it up to tell you the result of the decision that he's making.
is blasphemy, and it leads to eternal damnation, a lake of fire, lest he repent.
Okay. Well, brothers, thank you for clearing that up. That leads me to something else, and this is, in my opinion, very, very grave and serious, and that comes down to this man having the ability or the space and room to repent of what he's done. Because, you know, you've pointed out that what he's done is sin, it's unrighteous, and it's also blasphemous. So does he have the space to repent? And if so, how would he go about doing that? Would he have to do another sex change operation, surgery, procedure? You know, so talk to me, brothers. Tell me, you know, can this man repent?
Yes, he can.
I'm looking for the scripture.
I hit it. Matthew chapter 12 and verse 31. Yes, he can. You have people and groups who tell you that he can. This man does not have any understanding, wasn't born with any understanding, wasn't raised with any understanding. He's lost in the world. Okay, so I don't care what man it is. Every man has to repent. Every man has to follow Christ. Now, God has chosen his particular people who is made particular unto himself and chosen. Notwithstanding, all men must repent and keep God's commandments, regardless, period. So Matthew chapter 12, verse 31. Wherefore, this is Jesus Christ speaking, wherefore I say unto you, all manner of sin and blasphemy shall be forgiven unto men. But the blasphemy against the Holy Ghost shall not be forgiven unto men. You're dealing with two different scenarios here. One is people who are in the world have not received the Holy Spirit, have not received forgiveness and remission of sin through repentance. For those in that category, it don't matter what they did. They have an opportunity to repent. Mm-hmm. But for the ones who do repent and choose Christ, and are forgiven and receive the remission of their sins, and have proclaimed and professed that they will follow Christ and keep his commandments, if they go back, if they return unto the vomit, like the scripture says, and go back into the world and crucify Christ afresh, those, they will not be forgiven. Okay? So the category that he's in, he can be forgiven. It says all manner. So you got people who say, if you're a faggot, you can't repent. That's madness. That's blasphemy.
Mm-hmm.
God
mm-hmm.
didn't say that. Jesus Christ himself said you can. But after you repent, that's a whole other category. But as far as today and what we're talking about now, he's in a category where he can repent even from this. Thus saith the Lord.
Okay. All right. That sounds like good news. John Zock, your brothers want to weigh in on any of that at all?
Psalms 119:9. Wherewithal shall a young man cleanse his way? By taking heed thereto according to thy word. So, you know, the fact that we've got this particular scenario in which this man has done all types of self mutilation to identify with himself, that's the wrong way, or that's the wrong path. So to clean up that path, and I'm talking spiritually at this point, here again in Psalms 119:9, wherewithal shall a young man cleanse his way? By taking heed thereto according to that word. So he has the opportunity to take heed to the word of the Heavenly Father, read it, study it, apply the teachings of Jesus Christ, and maintain himself in that way. Maintain himself in those teachings. Maintain himself in the example of Jesus Christ.
Okay. You know, there was one other question I had, though, that I forgot to ask. And that is this whole thing about the gender reassignment, anyhow, him actually being a woman now. Is he a woman now, brothers?
No.
No. No.
He's not.
No.
Why not?
No.
He said in
the interview. He may have the trappings of a woman. I apologize. Go ahead.
He said in the interview. He said, for all intents and purposes, he is a woman. So now, that's what he says. So now, how do you, brother, saying that he's not a woman?
All right. I'll tell you if I have a chance.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
All right. Now, who cares what Bruce Jenner says? Bruce Jenner is a man just like I'm a man. Just like I'm telling you no, who cares if I say no? But the one that we ought to care about what somebody says is the word of God, because that's the creator. And when you read Matthew's the 9th chapter, and when you read verse 4, Matthew chapter 19, verse 4, it says, this is from the creator. This is the words of Christ. Where did Christ say he get his words from? All everything that I said come from my Father. My words are not my words. My doctrine ain't mine. It's all coming from the creator, the Most High. So in Matthew 19 and 4, the Most High said, then Son of Christ says, and he answered and said unto them, have ye not read that he which made them at the beginning? So now it says, he that made him at the beginning made them male and female. So at the beginning, right? So let's just take it very close and very short here. At the beginning of Bruce Jenner's life, what did the Most High create him to be? A man. So now at the beginning of his life, he was a man, okay? So now that's what he created. That's what the Most High created him to be. That's what he is. He didn't make him male and female. He made him a man. He made him a man with a penis, okay, with testicles, with a beard and all this other stuff. This is a man that has children like he got. So now this is a man. So now how can some man come and say, oh, I'm not a man from the beginning? That's crazy. Because the Most High just laid the law down right here.
Okay. So what about the hermaphrodites, Jonathan?
What about
a birth defect?
What about them? Okay, what about people that's got one arm? What about a person that got one leg? We talk about a healthy decathlon man here, okay? So the subject matter that we talking about is this man here. Is this man a man? A man that went out and did decathlon, different full-bodied man that went about and did different activities and win medals and stuff, said he was a woman from the beginning, and that's a lie. You know, I'm not going to sidestep by answering that question, because the Most High, like Christ says, can raise up stones and create what he want to create. If he want to make a hermaphrodite, he can. But this man, breathing man here with no problems, no ailments, going to sit to say he's a woman, he's a liar. And the word of the Heavenly Father said from the beginning, he made him male and female. So this man is a man.
So just to add on, when you talk about the Most High, often always refers to himself as he, always, okay, male. Now, God does not have a physical body like man on earth does, yet he's male. When we're talking about male and female, we're not talking about physical bodies, we're talking about spirit. They were created male spirit, created female spirit. So that's what you're dealing with. Christ, right here, Genesis 1:26, God said, let us make man in our image after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the earth and everything. It says, so God created man in his own image, and the image of God created he him. Male and female created he them. Male and female created who? He. Who is the he? God. Through Christ. God is not a man with a physical body, yet he's he. That is a spirit, masculine spirit. You have masculine, you have feminine. Okay? So the man could change his body into whatever it was, whatever he wants to change it into. It doesn't make him female.
Okay, so now his position, though, is that he said his soul has always been a woman. So that kind of plays to your point, that that's the way he was created.
No, it doesn't. It doesn't play to my point, because the point that I made in this very chapter is when you go down to verse 31, and God saw everything that he made, and behold, it was very good. When he made man male, and he made women female, he gave man a body to match that, female a body to match that. Bruce Jenner was not born with a female body to match a male spirit. So that's what I'm talking about. It was perfect in the beginning. He, like it says in Ecclesiastes 7:29, though this only have I found, that God has made man upright. We just read it in Genesis. But they have sought out many inventions. Okay, Bruce Jenner says in that very interview that we heard with Diane Sawyer that he is heterosexual.
Right. He did say that.
Exactly. So what are you talking about? I'm a female inside. But you're heterosexual. So it just goes to show you that this is, listen, we're talking about this because it's confusion. And there's no way to make, you cannot make sense out of it according to the standards of the world. The scriptures give you the standard, male, female. That's how God makes them, puts them in the correct body. Man has sought out many inventions to turn themselves into female. Female has sought out many inventions to turn themselves into male, cutting the hair, building up her body, so on and so forth. But does that make them a male? No. She's still female like God created them and put them in that body, just like Bruce Jenner is male like God created them and put them in his body. They went and changed stuff, and I want to say they're the opposite. But it doesn't make it so.
Okay. So now, Kazakia, you know, in regard to this man's body at this point, we ain't talking about the spirit because Kubaris already covered the thing about the spirit and soul. So we understand he has still has a man's spirit and soul, still the same man. Okay, but in regard to the body that he has now, is it a woman's body at this point?
No. Unless he was born that way, then it is not a woman's body. Now, you can depend on science and medicine to mutilate yourself and cut off this and insert that and give you a physical appearance or physiological appearance similar to a female's body, but at point of origin, birth, was a male's body or a male child's body. So it doesn't matter about the hormone treatments. It doesn't matter about the implant. It doesn't matter about what was cut off or what was sewn in or inverted to give the semblance of female genitalia. That is still a man's body. So it does not matter how hard Bruce tries to identify with the female gender in the eyesight of the Lord. Bruce Jenner is a male.
Okay. All right, brothers. I have one other thing to say, and then we're going to go ahead and wrap the show up, unless your brothers got something else going that you want to bring out. And that is, this is just the first part of this whole of our show's regard to Bruce Jenner. We intend to do a part two next week. This show simply focused in on Bruce Jenner himself, the things that he's gone through. You know, whether these things were in compliance with the scriptures or whether it was violating the scriptures. And you brothers have brought out that this is definitely in violation. So next week, we're going to bring out things in regard to the reaction from various people. So brothers, do you have anything to say? Because I'm going to about to play a clip that's going to bring out some of those reactions. And then we're going to go ahead and go into the outro for the program. So if you have anything else that you want to bring out, if you would, go ahead and do it now.
I would just like to read this one scripture. This is Ezekiel 18:4, where the Lord says, "Behold, all souls are mine. As the soul of the Father, so also the soul of the Son is mine. The soul that sinneth, it shall die." The reason why it comes out is because, listen to the clip, I believe, and if I want to make sure I wanted to make sure I heard it correctly, wasn't it stated that Bruce Jenner basically said that my soul, he said my soul, basically. And I wanted to bring about the correction is that, yeah, there is a soul that is within each and every female, but that soul doesn't belong to you, just like your body does not belong to you. So the overall point of why this came out is, your soul, as well as your body, are gifts or blessings to you from the Lord God Almighty. And what we're supposed to use or what we're supposed to do with our souls and our bodies is to live righteously, glorify God, and be that example of Jesus Christ. That's what we're supposed to do with our souls and our bodies, which are lent to us from the Lord God Almighty.
Okay. All right. Anybody else? All right, brothers. Well, this is going to be just a little sample of what we're going to go through next week. And I'm going to ask you, brothers, to expound on the celebrity reactions to this whole Bruce Jenner, Caitlyn Jenner ordeal.
Bruce Jenner's triumphant Diane Sawyer interview, in which he spoke openly and publicly for the first time about his transition into becoming a woman, was met with a wave of celebrity reactions and support. The interview with Diane Sawyer aired Friday night and sparked a huge response that, as I'm sure you all well know, took over the internet and the news for the rest of the night and weekend. And in a world where people can be so nasty and mean on social media, it was beautiful to see how much support was poured out Bruce's way from some of your favorite celebrities. Despite what some had reported, Bruce's family was amongst the biggest devotees leading the support for Bruce Train. Kendall Jenner posted a picture of a note she wrote when she was just in the fifth grade saying, quote, "If I could be anybody in the world, I would be my dad." Kendall captioned the photo of the note saying, quote, "I wrote this in the fifth grade. Nothing has changed." She then extended her support on Twitter, saying, "So very proud of you, my hero. I love you." Kylie showed her support for her dad on Instagram as well, posting a photo of him rocking a crop top with the caption, "Daddy Throwback. Hashtag tonight. Diane Sawyer, ABC, love." She opened up more on Twitter, saying, "Understandingly, this has been very hard for me. You will hear what I have to say when I'm ready to, but this isn't about me. I'm so proud of you, Dad. You are so brave, my beautiful hero." Brody Jenner was also chugging along on the support for Bruce Train by posting a picture of him high-fiving his dad with the sweet caption, "You won another goal tonight. I stand with you on this journey. I love you, Dad." The Kardashian side of the family also showered Bruce with support. Kim Kardashian, who Bruce revealed was one of the very first of the kids to find out about his secret, posted two selfies with Bruce on Instagram with captions saying, "Love is the courage to live the truest, best version of yourself. Bruce is love. I love you, Bruce. Hashtag proud daughter. It might not always be easy, but we support you no matter what. Your honesty has opened the doors for others to be courageous and live an authentic life. Hashtag respect, hero, family." Chloe posted...
Brothers and sisters, thank you for visiting with us in the virtual living room of the Body of Christ Church. You can visit our website at thebocc.com, or you can email us at bodyofchrist@ureach.com, or call us at 877-871-1712. Until our next visit, the Most High, in the name of Christ, bless you. Shalom.